Mr. Roland Gardner.
We get our own rooms?
Yep.
This is great.
Well, if you need anything, I'll be right next door. Okay?
Sorry, your door seems to be malfunctioning. I'll get housekeeping up here.
Thank you. Where's Gilly?
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
You ready?
I'm ready right now.
Ready right now? I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Thank you, man.
Wait, one more. We'll get
all right, yeah, take two.
Where's the eye camera thing? Right here?
I just got this.
I'm Bert Kreischer. I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
I bought a book, too. So. Thanks.
Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
Folks, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. My name is Will Koontz, host of this here program. I hope you're fine. I'm okay. I'm good. I got to see Pearl Jam last night at the Amalie Arena. Managed to weasel my way in that show somehow. Had a great seat, about 12 rows up from the floor in section 130, right on the side of the stage. It was awesome. I've seen Pearl Jam a couple times, but never that close. I think the last time I saw him was at DeLuna, and I was very intoxicated and about a mile away from the stage. So it was a nice change of pace. I didn't drink anything yesterday. I bought a bottle of water that they had to put in a cup for some reason. When I bought the water, she says, "Hey, I got to put it in this cup. Are you okay with that?" And my first question was why, of course, because it's in a plastic bottle. But instead of doing that, I just said, of course, that's more than fine, whatever, I don't really care. So I had one bottle of water and watched the show. They played for about almost 3 hours, which is crazy. It was just, there's no opener, no nothing, just all Pearl Jam. And I'm more of a fan of the earlier times, like the 90s times. So I haven't even heard the last few albums, honestly. I'm sure a lot of Pearl Jam fans would be mad at me for that. But, you know, I'm a casual fan, so it was nice to see those dudes and get to do it for free, too, which is awesome. So, anywho, this program is brought to you by Sly Bar. Check out the open mic every second and fourth Tuesday at Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue right here in St. Petersburg, slybar.com. And we got a new open mic that's happening every Wednesday, I think. We're going to do it. We're going to attempt this and see how it goes. There's already been some conflicts with that that I'm afraid to mention, but maybe I'll talk about it with my guest today, Zach Townsend. And also go to HMB Radio and check out the other shows on there, including the Dallas Cowboys podcast, James Bailey's My Mom's Favorite Podcast, and more supposedly coming soon. I'm tired of chasing these people down. If they do it, they do. If they don't, they don't. But more shows coming up. And check out the Facebook page, of course. Like the page, facebook.com/HMB Radio, and go give Radio St. Pete a like as well, facebook.com/Radio St. Pete. Okay, my guest today is Zach Townsend. He's a comedian in the area, a hardworking open mic comedian, I would say. We were just talking about we wish we had some shows to promote. But you can catch him every 2 weeks at Sly Bar anyways. Zach, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast.
Oh, thank you for that.
Make sure you suck on this thing. You got to get it right
get
up
it right
against you.
Okay.
Perfect. Wonderful.
Nice.
You sound great. You sound great.
Thanks, man.
So
I appreciate that introduction, too.
Yes.
Please be more vague next time.
But
I know. I'm nothing. I'm a zilch.
No, that's not true. You're hilarious, and you're one of my favorite.
I know.
You're one of my favorite people that come to the open mics.
Okay, good.
Once I get off my rear end and start booking shows again.
Yeah.
You'll definitely be on it, for sure.
Great. I look forward to, what, 2024?
At this rate, the way things are going, yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to do one a month, and then I don't think that's too overzealous either. I think that's totally doable. That's only 12 a year,
yeah,
if you put it like that. But I've been busy.
Yeah.
I really have been busy. It seems like I got something going on every day.
You look, you're dressed like you've been busy right now in basketball shorts and
a full suit. Right. In business meetings all day, of course. Well, it's hard, man, because I work my normal job that I have.
I don't have a job, so that just seems tiring to me.
There you go. That is tiring. You have to get up. I feel bad, though. I was talking to my friend Larry, and I was telling him we went to the baseball game last week.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, man, I got to be at work early. I got to be there like 8:30. And I know that's not early. That's like really standard for times that people get to work. And he's like, I have to be at work at 5 tomorrow. And I was like, oh, man, I suck.
I don't remember the last time I was up at 5. That, like, I was up. I was up
probably
at 5.
Had diarrhea or something. You were probably like, oh, my God, I'm going to poop.
Or like I was like on my way home, and I was like, you know what I mean? Like going to bed at 5, not up and at them at 5.
Yeah.
That's never.
What do you do with your day then? How do you make money? How do you live?
I'm living right now off my tax return.
No.
And that is dwindling fast.
I can imagine.
Coming, yes, that's pretty much a kibosh on that. last night we were actually, and I just mooch off everybody.
Right.
I have gas and I have a car, so like I use that to like barter with people who don't have cars and need rides. So I'm like, hey man, you need a ride? I'll pick you up, and then like we'll get to where we are. I'll be like, hey, you know, I drove you here. Like, can I get a beer or something? You know, can I get tacos?
Sure.
So like, that's what I'm doing right now. Like, you know, hey, can we make out? Like, I drove you here.
What's with a no job though? Why don't you go find a small little part time job, like a little bartending or bar backing job?
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
Although the bartending would cut into comedy because it's nighttime.
We don't want it to do that.
A nighttime gig. Yeah. No, you don't. I don't think you do want that.
I don't.
You got
to
be a little bit more confident. You know you're a funny dude.
Yeah, no, I'm hilarious. I know.
But what about like a Subway or something?
Subway.
Dude.
Subway.
Why? What's the big deal about Subway?
I would definitely do Quiznos before Subway.
Okay.
Jimmy John's. I hate Subway.
I worked at Jimmy John's.
Did you really?
Yep.
I don't know. They're quick. Like, I don't think I could be that fast with anything. Like, I've been to Jimmy John's, and I've, like, been halfway through my order, and the guy's like, okay, you're good. I'm like, what? You know?
I used to deliver subs at Jimmy John's.
Okay, you were
so I didn't have
guys.
To make the sandwich. So what I would do, this was when I was still in college, so this was probably almost 10 years ago now. I was a habitual marijuana smoker back then, of course, as you would need to be to work in a job like that. So I would just keep a bowl in my center console thing, and then every delivery I'd just take a hit off the bowl, and then it was a great job. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it. But I got fired because I didn't show up one day.
Oh, okay.
And in my defense, I really didn't know I needed to be there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. But also they would want you to put the Jimmy John's thing on top of your car.
Oh.
I didn't want to drive around with that thing. I
know you see people like you see like that know you, and you're just like, oh god.
Yeah, it was because I was like, now if I had to do it, I get it. Now I'm an adult. I understand the reasoning why it's there.
It's to embarrass you.
It's to embarrass you, but also you know to promote. Somebody might be driving and being like, oh, Jimmy John sounds good. I'll go get one of those.
I've never thought that. I've always thought like, holy crap. I don't
good catch.
Want to ever end up like that guy. Driving like it's never been like a trigger for like hunger. It's been a trigger for like, okay, you probably need to go back to college.
Never
honestly.
Right. Well, that's true. It
or
will
else I'm gonna be driving a 98 Honda Civic with a Jimmy John's thing on top.
On top that lights up. Yeah.
38 years old.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? Even if you work hard doing that, you work your way up to manager, you work your way up to general manager. Whatever you do, you have to have a good work ethic.
Yeah. And then from general manager, you work your way up to suicide victim. And
correct.
Yeah, that's
the progression.
Exactly. Yep.
An early death. So what's up? Why don't you find a crappy job somewhere?
I don't know. I had a good job. Like I worked like when I say good job, like I don't have much college at all.
How old are you?
25.
Okay.
25.
All right.
So like I was thinking about doing that, but I had a good job. I was making like $18.50 an hour at a warehouse.
Yeah.
And, like, I worked weekends. But I worked from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right.
12-hour shifts, 3 days a week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I can do stand-up every night of the
week.
Yeah,
that seems like a perfect gig for you.
Yeah. And but I messed up a few times. Like, I just didn't show up. Like, I always called out. But in February, they just put the kibosh.
Let you go?
Yeah.
So you got an appointment,
too, right?
I've used
kibosh twice since I've been here. That's,
yeah, don't
be
do that again.
Yeah, no.
Find a
better
word.
I'm going to put the kibosh on that.
You got to find a better word,
yeah,
man. So, yeah, warehouse gig would be perfect.
Yeah. It is. Like, if you listen to, like, interviews with, like, big comedians and stuff, like, comedians usually aren't, like, educated people. I mean, they're
right.
Smart guys,
yeah,
common sense-wise and stuff, but, like,
successful comedians usually are.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of comedians in college that don't do anything because they're too smart.
Yeah, and they're just
too indoctrinated,
like,
anyways.
Like, when people got in the 80s, they worked at, like Jim Norton. I've heard Jim Norton say, like, I don't mean to name drop guys, but Jim Norton worked at a warehouse, you know, Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Listen to those guys talk about it, and it's like, it is a perfect job because it's mindless work. It
mm-hmm.
just stinks.
Construction, too.
Yeah.
Really good. Same thing, you're around a group
and
of guys.
A group of guys are just
bus
busting
shops.
Balls, yeah, the whole time.
Yeah, that would be the way to do it. So you got unemployment and you're living off your tax return.
Oh, I don't have unemployment because I got fired.
Oh, I thought they still had to give you unemployment.
I thought so too, but apparently not. And,
were you part-time technically?
No, I was full-time. They rounded it up. It was like,
okay.
Yeah, but no,
I think
I'm broke,
you got,
man.
Yeah, I thought you, I think you, shh, did you try?
I kind of tried, and then I kind of forgot about it. And I think I passed.
Zach, what are you doing?
I don't.
You're late. I'm concerned about you now.
Yeah, I don't. Dude, I literally realized how broke I was today. Like, I made hamburger helper
mm-hmm.
for lunch, and I didn't have hamburger. Like, I
just had the noodles.
I had helper for lunch.
I still do that, though.
I had egg noodles for lunch.
Yeah. I'll just make macaroni and cheese and eat that a lot.
I don't even know if I have them. I don't even have macaroni and cheese money right now.
Oh, dude, macaroni and cheese is so cheap. You can get a box for like 89 cents. So cheap. Ramen noodles.
Oh,
cheap.
Yeah. Okay.
Get yourself some lunch meat and cheese, but not. You can't go to the deli, unfortunately. You have to get the really highly processed meat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good way to feed yourself. Eggs. Big thing. I'm a big egg proponent.
Dude, I love to eat out. Like,
me too.
I eat out all the time.
We all do. Yeah.
But so that's like where I went wrong too. I was just
spending it all on
food.
That will really catch up with you. Food and booze are definitely probably my two biggest expenses.
Yeah. I stopped drinking for a while just because I was like, when I got fired. Well, this is the story. I got fired and me and my girlfriend broke up like that same day.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I got sent home. They sent me home at like 10 a.m. And then like me and my girlfriend were like on rocky terms.
Uh-huh.
And we broke. And then literally like 2 hours later, we were on the phone and we were just like, she didn't know, like, I got fired. I just didn't say anything. And then, like, she's like, yeah, we mutually broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, like, she realized I was going to try to do stand-up comedy for, like, a job. And she's like, okay.
That will ruin a relationship, for sure.
Stand-up comedy?
If you take it seriously and you do it as much as you're supposed to be doing it, 4 or 5 nights a week,
yeah,
that cuts into a lot of time. I can't keep a relationship now because of the things that I do with... I'm usually recording either Bailey's podcast once a week, mine once a week.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to miss a night of that.
Bailey's. I don't even need to be here. James is good enough to run it on his own, but he likes to have me here just in case.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm hoping...
Just so somebody's listening to it.
Just so I can have him run his own.
Just so he knows at least one person listen to it.
He gets a lot of plays, I will say.
Yeah.
He does pretty good.
I'm just busting chops.
I know.
I'm just busting chops, James.
But, I'm going to have him so he can do it himself, so he can just come over here. I'll leave a key under the mat or something and do it, and then so I don't have to be here every time.
Yeah.
That would be nice. So I'm working on it, but I think he still likes having me here.
Yeah.
So that's a night of the week that's doomed. And then the open mics, and then I got to record, and then we're doing this new open mic.
I heard.
Which I don't know how
John,
it's going to go.
With John Open Mic Jacobs.
Yes.
That's his new nickname.
Well, there's been some drama with that, too.
Ooh.
The improv doesn't want him to do it that night. And John is kind of tied to them and needs them. So I don't know what's going to happen
so
there.
So can you just do it?
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to make enemies with the improv either, because I'd like to work with them at some point down the road
on
something. But also, I need to make money as well.
Yeah.
So
you and me both.
Yeah. So this is a way to put beer money in your pocket.
Yeah.
And I need to do whatever I can to do that. So basically, yeah, they'll probably get handed over to me. I don't know.
Maybe you'll get lucky and the improv will burn down like Amp did.
Maybe.
Last week.
You gave me a wink when you said that.
Yeah, I did.
Who knows? I don't know. But there's been some, and Kyle Roos kind of talked me down because I called him and I was all pissed. And he kind of explained it to me, and it made sense, as in he needs to work with them by any way he can so he can, you know, move up in his career. You don't want to put down the biggest club in the country.
Yeah, pretty
much. Yeah. So you can't go against the grain. They're kind of ruling with an iron fist a little bit, I think.
Yeah, a little dictatorship.
A little bit, yeah. Especially because this one's 35 miles away and in a different city altogether, even though it's on the same night. I don't know.
It's an open mic. I mean, you know, it's me. It's people like me.
Yeah, right.
We're not really putting butts in seats over there.
Yeah, but I mean.
Or out there, you know, wherever we go. It's usually we're performing for the one Tinder date we're on, and then like four or five other people who are just randomly there, and they're like, all right, finish your drinks, we can leave, you know?
Yeah. Well, Kyle had a good point, too, which is that we need more shows and less open mics, which I think he's correct on.
He had talked, because you were at the roast battle, right, that he did?
Yes.
That was cool.
I had food poisoning that night.
That was fun, yeah.
I almost
what'd you get
defecated
from?
In my pants
really?
When I was there. Yep. And I had a meeting up in Tampa, and then I came home and immediately had diarrhea.
Ooh.
As soon as I walked in. And a close one where I almost just made it pulling my pants around my ankles.
I've had those.
And then I was like, I knew Bailey was going to be there, and I figured a bunch of you guys would be there too. So I wanted to go and support and say hello. And then I finally managed to, I think I'm okay. And then I got in the car, had a beer at Foo Bar, and as I was finishing up, I was like, oh no. And I just had to leave. I saw Jander, and I was like, I got to go.
No.
And then ran home.
Yeah, you don't want, if you have diarrhea, you definitely don't want to drink beer. You definitely, it's, just go coffee and cigarette.
Right.
And you'll be fine.
Hot coffee, too. Absolutely.
You'll be fine.
Yes.
A lot of advice for everybody out there.
So that was a mistake on my end. But the good thing about using, first of all, I thought about the premise of having to use the Foo Bar bathroom to go number two in, and that almost made me throw up while I was having diarrhea. So I just was like, I got to just get home.
Yeah.
And then so
you're
I just
have, then you're going to have to.
No one would notice if I just pooped all over that bathroom and didn't even make it to the
except
bowl.
Except for the guy who was in there doing drugs
while
you're pooping.
Correct.
But
that's true. It's a
he
good
might
point.
Notice, but not
I don't
too
think
much.
He would care, though.
No,
he would notice but wouldn't care. He'd just be like, yeah, this is another night at Foo Bar. I love Foo Bar, by the way. Not trying to trash Foo Bar.
Not at all.
But their bathroom stinks, and they should probably do something about that at some point in the near future.
Please.
Just for everybody's sake. No job, doing comedy full time. Zach Townsend's on the homemade broadcast
pathetic.
Today. What would you, if you would think of a job that you would want in order to? I know you want to do stand up comedy full time, of course. That's the gig.
Oh yeah,
but you have to have something
well,
during
I don't
the day.
Even, honestly, I want to do. I do stand up because like I want to get into writing. Like,
okay,
that's. I'm literally just like trying to do what I have to do to not go to school.
Right.
Just because school's not
writing
fun.
As in journalism or
no, just like comedy writing.
Comedy
like,
writing.
Yeah, I wanna write for shows and stuff and that's eventually so if there's any big producers listening to this tonight.
There's
you know,
tons.
There's okay.
Yeah, there's so
Zach
many
Zach Townsend.
Yeah, on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Find him at Smack Townsend on Twitter. The roast battle was fun at Foo Bar. It was interesting. I think Kyle's doing that once a month now.
Yeah.
And it's a roast battle. Which is a great concept. I loved it. Really hard to do, though.
Yeah.
Especially if it's freestyle.
You saw it.
Off the top. That's really hard. If you have some time to prepare, I think that could be much better.
Yeah. If you knew who, like, your opponent was a week in advance, it's going to get brutal.
I guess what you'd have to do is you'd have to know the lineup and then write for everybody.
Yeah. But I think I heard him say, like, if he does do that, he's not going to let people bring notes and stuff on stage, which he shouldn't. So then, because you don't know who you're going to go, then, you know, it could be random. And you're just like, oh, no, now I have to go make fun of Justin Kupo's awful beard.
The skinny fat, the skinniest fat guy I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of being able to write notes because it's going to make the jokes funnier if you have some time to prepare.
Yeah.
I mean, freestyling's great, but comedy freestyling is really hard. Yeah. I mean,
improv comedy.
Even freestyling, like rapping, I imagine would be difficult. I don't know how to do it, of course. But I remember drunkenly standing outside with you and Kupo, and I was like, let's try to roast each other.
Oh, yeah. that was good for, like, we all got one.
We all got one in.
Like, okay.
And then after that, it wasn't so good.
Yeah.
But it was a long time, too. I think the first round was, like, a minute. And then the second one was, like, what, two minutes?
Yeah.
That's a long time
to be
back and forth like that. And it's not,
and
like,
to
one
be mean
and one.
To somebody for that long a time is because you're not going to just be like, hey, you're not that funny or you're not that smart. You're going to be like, okay, we got to cut deep.
Yeah. You have to.
So you have to be mean to somebody for, like, a minute. And for some people, it's not hard. Like, for me, that's not hard. Like, I'm mean all the time.
You're pretty mean. You are pretty mean on stage. You're one of the guys that is not afraid to say anything to anybody.
No, I don't give a... I don't give a crap.
Yeah. I kind of like that, though. Like, you and Danny Figueroa will do that, too.
Yeah.
He'll just be like, hey, shut up. He'll just tell people to shut the F up.
Yeah. But he looks so much cuter doing it than I do.
That's true.
His little...
He's adorable. Little brown little... tookus up there. I love that guy.
I loved him as Indiana Jones' sidekick.
He's good, though, with that, because I can't do it, because I don't want to offend anybody or keep anybody from coming back. So I don't.
Yeah, you're the host. You really can't. Yeah. You can't afford to do that.
I try to mildly hint sometimes, but that doesn't always work, of course.
Or just throw one of us up and let us...
That's what I count
on.
Throw
them to the wolves.
Yep, yeah. So how long have you been doing stand-up?
Just over a year. Like, a year and probably, like... 4 or 5 months.
Where did you first do your first mic?
Double Decker.
Okay.
I'll never, I feel like you don't forget.
No.
Because you're talking about defecating in your pants. And I didn't even have diarrhea, but I was going to defecate my pants for sure.
I did mine when I was 18 at Coconuts. And it took me forever to finally get the nerve to do it. I think it takes everybody forever. And I did terribly. I'm assuming you probably didn't do great.
I didn't. I don't think I did. I didn't do awful. Like, I know I didn't bomb. I know I've bombed harder, like, recently than I did the first, like, probably, like, 2 weeks ago. I bombed way harder than the first time I did stand-up.
Uh-huh.
But I had the idea of doing it for a long time, but I couldn't find the gonads, you know, to step on stage. And
it's... horrific, man.
I used to go and watch. I used to go to the improv. I used to go every week. Like, I used to go to 3 mics a week and just watch and be like, there would be people. I'd be like, oh, I could, you know, you see them, they stink. And you're like, I could do this.
Right.
Or then you see people who are really good and you're like, oh, dang, maybe I, you
tonight's
know, maybe,
not the
yeah, mind. Maybe I can't do this. Or I have to, what if I have to follow this guy? It's like, I don't know. I used to go with my friend and he got sick of coming with me because I would always chicken out. Like, I would go up and act like I was talking to the host and be like, come back. And he's like, so are you going up tonight? I'm like, no, he said the list is full. I just didn't even say anything to him. I, like, maybe asked him for, like, a lighter and, like, stead or something. And one time my friend just got sick of it. And I remember Jeff Ray was hosting Double Decker. And he comes over and he goes, hey, do you guys want to get up? And my friend's like, yeah, he does. Put him on the list and put me down. And the magic happened.
So you kind of got tricked into it or forced into it.
Yeah, kind of thrown on stage.
I think probably advice would be don't bring anybody your first time.
Oh,
go
no.
by yourself. I think a lot of people, what they do is they'll bring a group of people, which I love. Whenever, you know, as a host of a room, you bring a bunch of people with you. But then as soon as they're done, they usually leave right after.
Yeah.
So if I ever see a group like that walk in with like 10 people,
you're
going on last.
Yeah, I love when comics... I won't bring anybody, but I love when, like, new guys bring, like, 10 people. And you're like, this is awesome. I'm going to kill in front of these pretty hot chicks. Because they're usually hot chicks.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually the guy who's, like, the funny guy at the office, like,
right.
the water cooler guy, and he stinks. But you're like, hey, that's 10 people who haven't seen me.
That's right. That's why I always wait. I know those guys coming from a mile away now.
Yeah.
And ladies, too. I've seen a few ladies do it as well.
Couple ladies.
Don't want to leave them out. But yeah,
why not? You think women are funny, Will? Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, some are.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're.
They're not as funny as dudes.
I'm gonna rock the boat on this one.
I don't think you're saying anything controversial.
Yeah,
though.
No. I think like I don't know. I just like I think there's things.
Just look at the demographics, dude, of comedians. Majority of them are men. Of course, there's anecdotal. There's your Amy Schumers. There's a bunch of chick comics out there that are hilarious.
Yeah.
But the demographics, the per capita, this is what people don't understand in 2016, the majority is male. There's no conspiracy with trying to keep women out of comedy. That's horse hockey.
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
The only reason I'm saying this is because I don't know how – I was listening. Somebody had mentioned the Ghostbusters theme song last night, and I – like thought of it randomly on the way here, so I type in like YouTube to play it through my aux cord.
And the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the song on the way here. I was listening to Ghostbusters, and then like after it, it had the preview for the new Ghostbusters they're doing with all four women.
Right.
And I watched it like I was at a light, and there was stuck in traffic, so I just watched it, and like I laughed harder at like 9/11 clips.
it's terrible.
It's gonna be awful.
The thing about did it come out already?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think it may have came out. I know it's gotten a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
For being terrible, and of course, a lot of people will say in general, mostly chicks, that it's because of the misogynistic view that men have. They don't find women funny. It's like, it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies. It's
not
for me.
Now get in the kitchen and make me some tea.
Bridesmaids, this time. Bridesmaids was hilarious.
Yeah.
I love
that's
that.
That's funny. I think Tina Fey is, like, genuinely funny. I'm not saying no women are funny.
Right.
I'm just saying I don't know any that are.
Per capita, again, this word, it's important to know this, overwhelmingly dudes. By what? Probably 80% to 20%?
Yeah, but there's also a lot of dudes who aren't funny.
Sure.
And there's a lot of dudes
the
who
majority
look like chicks who
of
aren't
people
funny.
In the world are not funny.
Yeah.
They're so, but per capita, based on comedy, I would say it's men are better at comedy than women. Not saying that women aren't funny. Men are, by statistics, are funnier.
Yeah, for sure. Just listen to us
but
right
I'm
now.
But I'm still
going to
get
killing.
In trouble. Oh, yeah, we're doing really well. This is what happens when we get on serious topics. The per capita thing is what I'm trying to get. Nobody seems to understand what that word means.
Couldn't they have just rebooted it with, like, throwing a Spanish dude in there and, like, made every, like I don't or made it an all-black cast? The Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I don't, but Ghostbusters are the Ghostbusters.
Women are the ones who are like, oh, my, like, they won't. They'll pull over to the side of the road and get out of their car on the highway if there's, like, a spider in their car.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to fight ghosts?
Exactly. I think Nick DiPaolo said it. He was like, I can't watch another movie where Angelina Jolie beats up 15 Navy SEALs. It's not believable. It's not real. It's not a feminine thing to do, to go beat up dudes.
No.
It's superheroes fighting, it's not feminine.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, then you get into the whole gender is just a construct
See,
thing, and it doesn't
show you
sense.
My background? Is Rihanna's picture when she got beat up?
No.
No, I'm kidding.
What is it really?
It's, I don't know, it's like some sunset thing.
That's gay.
Yeah, it was Patrice O'Neal,
uh-huh.
like a cartoon picture of him.
Right.
And I hang out with girls, and they're like, who's this femme black
this,
dude?
I guess that could be kind
of
gay,
yeah,
too.
So like,
at,
and
yeah,
so they'd be like, who's this fat black dude like on the background of your phone? And it doesn't help because my lock screen is Michael Jordan, so it just looks like I'm into black dudes a lot. Like, no matter. I'm not gay, don't worry. Like, and I lock my phone, and then I hit it again. It's like another different black dude. It's not even the same one. It's just a different sweaty black dude.
There's what's that guy's name, that Idris Elba or whatever his name
Idris
is?
Idris Elba, yeah.
Idris Elba. Why does he have a shirt off? I don't know. That's the only picture I could find. This is weird. I have a boner. It happens. This is the Homemade Broadcast. You're listening on RadioSaintPete.com or on HMBRadio.com. My guest is comedian Zach Townsend this week. So, Zach, no job, doing comedy.
One more time for the listeners.
It's going to be the running.
Please. Holy smokes. Thing. This is going to be my tribute.
We got to find you a job, dude. We just need to find you a dishwashing job or something.
Yeah,
that you can
something.
Work at 4 days
yeah.
a week during the day.
Yeah.
You know, like noon. So you don't want to wake up early, right? That's your thing?
I mean, I will. I genuinely want a 9 to 5.
No, you don't.
And then do stand up at night?
You won't.
Some nights I won't.
Some people will. The
like not a hard
can't.
9 to 5. Like I don't want to like be a nurse or
right.
anything.
You need to get. I think you just need to get like a dishwashing or a cook job or something that you can work 3 or 4 days a week, just so you can get money to pay your bills.
Yeah.
And then if you really want to focus on stand up, that's the job you should be working right now. And you can do that until you're like 34. And if you're still doing that, then you just kill yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know what also is hindering me? I'm not making excuses for not having a job, but I live out in Hudson, Florida, which
right.
is right.
I don't even
Pasco.
Know where that is.
It's Pasco, Florida, which
okay.
is just awful.
Right.
Pasco is.
What time did you have to leave to get down here?
This is like 40 minutes away from me.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, but all there is out there is like strip. I'm not even joking. Like, I have jokes about it. Like, there's just strip clubs and pawn shops out there.
Why don't you
and,
get
like,
a job
there's
bouncing
an Arby,
at a strip club?
Because that would. I'd have to do that at night. They don't.
Day shift.
Day shift. Actually,
is
yeah.
there ones that serve food? You could.
I'm like 6'6", 200 pounds. Like, I'm not really that intimidating.
Yeah, but
my height.
You could do.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, all those creeps that yeah. go in during the day.
Yeah, you could take care of
I
those
I could take
dudes.
Care of those guys. Throw them out.
Or, like,
hey,
you know.
Knucklehead.
Don't most strip clubs have, like, a short order cook or something?
I don't know. I haven't been to a lot of strip clubs.
Plus, you get to hang out, talk to chicks. You get to improve
yeah.
your talking to chicks thing.
Help, like, diagnose rashes and
sure.
see C-section
get on your
scars.
Phone with the WebMD and
yeah.
pull up some, you know.
Well, Diamond, I don't think it's spreading.
Diamond, is that your real name? Yes, it is,
yes.
actually. Oh, God.
Diamond
Hudson's
Jenkins.
Pasco strip clubs where they name their kids Diamond. For real, though. Yeah. I don't know, man. We gotta figure out something to do with
it's,
you.
The job market out there is, like, awful because there's like an Arby's just randomly, and I actually applied there like when I first moved down here, and it, I don't know I think
what about
I'm overqualified, and by that I mean like I have teeth.
You have all 10
I
letters.
Have all yeah.
What about another warehouse job?
I got told when they fired me to never come back.
What did you do to get fired?
It was like an attendance reasoning.
Postal worker, carrier.
Yeah, mailman?
Yes. The guy at...
Call me Carl Malone.
The guy that delivers mail to my job calls off at least once or twice a week.
Yeah.
And they're union, so they can't get fired. They have good benefits.
Oh, wow.
And he works like 3 days a week.
How do you apply to be a mailman?
USPostalService.gov,
like you have to look good
career
in
the section of the website.
Don't say it on this. I don't want anybody else like going on there.
Hey, man, I thought about it, too, frankly. I was like, you get outside, you get exercise.
You have to walk.
You have to walk, but you get your exercise.
I could walk.
Yeah.
You got to look good in, like, that hat, though. You know what I'm talking about? Like that. Like
you don't have to wear that, but I do know what you're talking about.
I would.
About. Yeah.
Yeah. That,
I personally
like, lampshade
would,
thing?
Too. Yeah.
Yeah
for the sun shield. But yeah, he's got good benefits. He hasn't been to work in a week and a half. I don't know if he got fired finally. I know it's really hard to fire those guys.
Yeah. Well, he probably watched the Ghostbusters preview, and he's probably hanging from his kitchen ceiling.
That did it for
fan.
Him.
Fan, yeah.
There were a lot of, that was always those jokes about postal carriers going
postal?
Psycho.
Going
postal.
Postal.
Right. That's where that phrase came from, I believe. I wonder why.
Why, though? I don't.
Because they were
What's
going
the
postal. They were postal workers, and they were going on shooting.
Yeah, but like what? Yeah, what is triggering the? What was triggering them to?
I don't know. That's
nuts.
A good question. I'd like to
like,
know.
Like, why not Burger King? Like, I would think it would be
you
like
haven't seen
Burger
one in 15 years, 20
no.
years now. But in the 90s, late 80s, postal workers were knocking people off like a couple times a year.
Just
Someone
come in.
Would go crazy.
What would they do? Just like walk in to their job and just light that place up?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what
that's
I understand.
Awful.
Anyways.
That's awful, and that's still funnier than anything a female comic is going to say tonight at Slidebar.
I don't know if anybody's going to show up. I haven't seen anybody in a while.
I thought it was last week, honestly. I was going to come out, but...
Yeah, James Bailey drove all the way down here. I felt really bad.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't feel that bad. A second and fourth Tuesday.
No, I don't feel bad for Puerto Ricans.
Look at the website. I go with Mexican with him. He loves it. Oh, he hates it.
I know.
You know what's a funny thing to do? Call him Jim.
Jim?
Jimmy? He does not like
Jimmy
that.
Jimmy Bailey?
Coming up to the stage, my friend, Jimmy Bailey, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, what is he, half black, half white?
Yeah.
And he's got a Irish guy's name, and he looks Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
He is a Trump rallies supporter, like, worst nightmare.
James could fit in. You could paratroop him pretty much any place on the planet, and he's going to get stoned to death wherever he goes, or fit in perfectly, one or the other.
Yeah, he's a likable guy.
So, anywho, postal worker. That's what I think you should work on.
Okay.
4 days a week. It's probably a tough day. I would imagine that walking around but not all of them walk around, though. Probably in Hudson, you probably have a van.
Yeah. I think I've seen my mail lady twice. She doesn't even get out of the car. She drives right up.
Right. Down here, they have to walk, the poor dears.
I would love to drive that car, too.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. It comes with a lot of
radio in there.
It
looks like a mini
even
fridge
if they don't,
on wheels.
Like the dude that delivers the mail, he just puts in headphones and walks around.
Yeah.
So you could do that too. Just make sure you have unlimited data. I don't know what postal carriers make, but they got to make at least
salary.
$35,000.
Yeah,
they got to
make salary.
At least. I think that's the gig for you, man.
I'm going to look into it.
I'm going to look into it as well in case
you
I
get
fired. You
need to get drug tested for that?
Probably a government job, yeah.
I'm good. I'm clean.
Are you?
Yeah.
That was very convincing.
That was almost as convincing.
Do you do drugs?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, man. No.
Really?
I don't do drugs. No.
I feel like you're being coy, and that means you don't want to talk
you're
about
Joe
it.
Being so coy. No, I don't do drugs.
Not even pot?
No, I don't. I'm actually dead serious. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke anything. Smoke cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yeah. And you
but,
drink.
And I drink, yeah. But I don't, like, I think I am the only comic who doesn't smoke weed.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way. It appears that everybody...
I've hung out with a bunch of comics afterward, like, at someone's house, and I'm the only one not, you know, token on the devil's cabbage. Whatever.
Did you ever smoke?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What kind of got you out of it?
I like how... We're talking about drugs, and we're talking about me getting a government job. So,
well, you're not. You're not doing anything now. You're clean.
Yeah, they're going to be like, okay, well.
No, this is good for you.
Okay.
Because it's just says that you're not doing
I'm not
anything.
Pleading the fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to, for sure.
Like, and what kind of got you out of it?
I started getting paranoid. Like, and I know that happens to a lot of people. I don't know. I just didn't like, and I'm not funny when I'm on it. I'm quiet. I'm reserved. I'm basically like a female comic. I'm not funny on weed.
I kinda
keep going back to it. I don't know if you have any female
listeners. I can't wait
listeners.
For the girls to hear
I
this.
Know.
They're going to be, you can contact Zach
on
Twitter. On Tinder, yeah, if you find them. And you could trash them on there. Or at Smack Townsend. TOWNSEND. That's him on Twitter. You can send him hate messages.
Yes, the Smack.
The Smack. I know what you mean about the paranoid thing. I used to smoke until probably like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I stopped too because initially just as a tolerance break thing. And then I actually started to get work done.
Yeah.
There was a period of time and I started doing this podcast and I started painting and I started doing all this stuff. And I was like, oh, maybe it's a good thing I don't smoke. So I'll turn this 6 weeks into 12 weeks and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then I came back to it like... Maybe after a year, I was like, oh, I'll try to smoke again. And boy.
Bad idea?
Oh, man, was it a bad idea.
Wow.
I actually didn't even smoke. I had my friend gave me one of those, you know what Listerine strips are?
Yeah.
It's thin.
It's probably acid, dude. That's
no, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was definitely, it had a special package THC thing. And I was like, ooh, I'd like to try that. And then she said, okay, don't take the whole thing. I'm like, it's not my first rodeo.
Yeah,
I'll be fine.
Keep it down, toots.
Yeah. I got it. So I cut it into the quarters, and then I took one, and then I waited a little bit, Oh, it must be, what, 20, 30 minutes now? I'm going to take the other quarter because I don't really feel it that hard. Okay, I'm kind of feeling it now. Some more time has passed. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take the whole thing.
Yeah.
And took the other half. And this was probably about 20 minutes total of time, not the hour and a half that I thought it was. And I was having a great time. I was stretching, watching Game of Thrones, laughing, having a good time.
Laughing
at Game of Thrones. And I went and accidentally looked in the mirror in the bathroom.
Oh.
And that was it. I fell down that
road. That was not weed, what you did.
No, it wasn't like I was hallucinating. I was just thinking about what a piece of trash
I am. I've heard you're not supposed to do that on mushrooms. Like, if you look in the mirror, you're toast.
You shouldn't do that on any... Because you get... I always think about
you
things
realize
like,
how ugly you actually
ugly,
are.
Yeah, ugly.
And you're just like, oh, you're in your own head. Like,
and then how ugly as a person I am, too. Like, things that I've done a long time ago to people. Yeah. Like, silly things, but they haunt me now. You know, I was mean, bullied a kid or something in school. I was mean to a kid in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, what a dick I was, you know? But now I can't pull myself out of it.
Were you a dick growing up?
No, not really.
No.
I was pretty.
I don't
I was
see
more
you
of the
as a.
I was more of the. Bully.
I wasn't even a dick. I was like just kind of like nobody really messed. I was always tall. Like I was literally 6'2" in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Like I've always been tall. So and I was deathly skinny, but like still the height.
Right.
Is a kind of an intimidation factor.
Sure.
So
sure.
But I didn't.
Well, I was fat growing up. I was fat as an adult too, but
I would have never guessed.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so I was more picked on than to pick on her. But there's always occasions where...
What, they do, like, grab your tits? Like,
sure.
Yeah?
Just, I wasn't, like, bullied.
Okay.
I just, you know...
Because that's what, I don't understand...
I was more just in the middle.
I don't understand the whole bullying is such a big deal thing. I mean, like, I get it, but, like, I've never seen, even growing up, like, I never saw kids really get, like, bullied. Like, beat for no reason.
Oh, well, we used to beat kids up and stuff like that.
I don't
but
know.
It was,
just like
it
the
was
ruthless
fights.
Bullying
they
that
weren't,
you see.
They weren't jumping kids. They were like mutual fights. We would fight
each
other.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you knew it was going to happen. It wasn't just like, hey, this kid's fat. Like, let's milk him in front of, like, let's milk his breast in front of the whole school. Like
yeah,
something
no.
You see in a movie, like a Lifetime movie.
We didn't really do anything like that. It was pretty mild, I guess, most of the stuff. It was just like, you know, cliques would find somebody outside of their clique and not be so nice to them. But
yeah.
It wasn't anything like bullying. I don't know. I mean, I guess it exists. I don't really understand the cyberbullying thing. But
I only bully female comics. That's the only bullying.
Clearly.
I
like. Yeah, you're not a big fan life. Of those people.
No, I'm joking.
No, you're not, though.
I'm not.
Who's your favorite female comic in Tampa Bay?
In Tampa Bay?
Yes. We're keeping it regional.
I would probably have to say, do you know who Betty Jo Bunker is?
I do.
Okay.
I love Betty Jo. She's
probably
great.
Not her. I don't know. Victoria's kind of funny.
I like Victoria. She only goes by one name whenever she comes
Victoria.
Up. Victoria. The woman with one name. Victoria. All right, we got to go. Let's go to Sly Bar and...
Let's get some free pizza.
No pizza anymore.
Hey, guys, follow me on Twitter, and especially all you ladies comics out there, follow me on Twitter. Let's talk.
What's your Twitter?
Let's talk shop. At Smack, SMACK, Townsend, TOWNSEND.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's www.goyourself.com.
You need to get a website if you're going to be a serious comedian. 2016.
Is it real? I hate technology, dude. Like
I know.
I hate
I do, too.
I don't even like Instagram. Like, I don't even like Instagram.
Like, I understand, but these are things. You have a Twitter, which you're ahead of the game. There's some people who don't do that either. This is your
my Twitter's kind of popping too. Like, that's
I know,
why I'm
have,
that's
like,
why I'm throwing
you have
it
more
out there.
Followers than I do.
Yeah,
on there.
Well,
it's not hard to do.
It's not, yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter at @home_made_man, hmbradio.com, facebook.com/hmbradio. Every Wednesday, new open mic at, what's that place called? Yard of Ale. I think it's 260 First Avenue North.
No female comics allowed.
You can do that. I'm just kidding. Girls can come, and I welcome them to come. We want to see some funny ladies up in the house. So for Radio St. Pete, my name is Will Koontz. Have a great week. See you later.
Peace.